Dum la lastai tri noctai mi est ebri domi, sans audi tondrum.
That is William Shatner in the 1966 horror movie Incubus. He's speaking Esperanto. You may have never heard of it, but Esperanto was supposed to be a universal language. Over 100 years ago, some dreamers invented Esperanto in hopes of creating world peace. Unless this is the first time you've turned on NPR, you know that hasn't happened. But there are still some diehard Esperantists out there. Stina Sieg of member station KJZZ in Phoenix paid some a visit.
10-year-old Lincoln Kay is throwing a ball for his dog around his backyard pool in Tucson, Arizona. Harley only knows English, but Lincoln was raised speaking like this. What's that now?
I said that he was going to jump in to get the ball, and he likes to jump in and get the ball.
Lincoln is a rarity, even within the Esperanto community. It's estimated that anywhere between 200,000 and 2 million people speak the language worldwide. But there are only about 1,000 native speakers, like Lincoln. Esperanto was his first language, and still the main one he uses with his dad, Greg Kay.
Having lived abroad, I realized that the language barrier is a significant barrier and can create many misunderstandings.
Greg used the language while traveling when he was younger. In fact, the free hospitality network he used then still exists. It's called Pasporta Servo, and it lists Esperanto speakers willing to open their homes to fellow Esperantists.
Thanks to Esperanto, I've met many people that I would have just passed by otherwise, many fascinating people.
Mia nomo estas Humphrey Tonkin.
Humphrey Tonkin is a professor of humanities at the University of Hartford in Connecticut. He's also been an Esperanto speaker since he was 14, when he taught himself. He says Esperanto creates a kind of level playing field because it's a second language for almost everyone who speaks it.
The result is that you're kind of lifted out of your own cultural limitations, and you're really in an authentically international environment.
And maybe that's what's kept Esperanto alive, even though the rise of English could have killed it off. Tonkin says it also could have faded away during both world wars when its speakers were persecuted. Instead, he thinks the language is actually growing, though he says it's incredibly hard to gauge. He admits that, at this point, learning Esperanto was kind of,
dare I use the word, a kind of utopian thing?
Especially since the world is full of problems, he says, many of them getting worse.
But that's all the more reason for hanging on to those things that will make the world a better place. We just need to get together better, and maybe Esperanto is one of the ways we can do it.
Kiom da birdo viviras?
Kvar.
Kvar.
Back in Tucson, Greg and Lincoln Kay aren't talking about world peace, but the baby birds living in a nest outside their house. Greg jokes that when Esperanto is made the official language of the UN, raising a son this way will be validated. More seriously, though, he says he has no regrets about giving Lincoln the gift of this language.
Again, a language that perhaps is not going to give you any sort of monetary reward in the future.
It's a different kind of reward.
It's a different kind of reward, exactly. And oftentimes a much richer reward.
And one that Lincoln might share with his kids someday. For NPR News, mi estas Stina Sieg.